from Louisville Public Media.
From Louisville Public Media and PRX, this is the Music Box, sponsored by PNC.
Welcome to the Music Box. I'm your teacher, Miss Faith. Okay, picture it. It's your first day of kindergarten. Your teacher hands you a math worksheet, and on that worksheet are a bunch of pictures. Your teacher tells you to look at the pictures and fill in the missing pictures at the end of each section. The first group of pictures goes like this. Circle, square, circle, square. What comes next?
Circle!
Right! The next group of pictures are heart, heart, diamond. Heart, heart, diamond. Heart. What comes next?
Heart.
And the last group of pictures are car, train, bus, train, car. Car, train, bus, train. What's the last picture supposed to be?
Is it car?
It is. So now my question to you is, what do all of these groups of pictures have in common?
I think I know. Is it that they all have patterns to them?
Yes, that's exactly it. Every single one of those examples uses a pattern.
Okay, but what do patterns have to do with music?
Everything. Every song you hear has a pattern that it follows. We call that pattern song form. Sometimes these patterns are easy to follow because they repeat. Like our first example of circle, square, circle, square. This kind of song form is known as binary, or AB form. A great example of a binary song would be Row, Row, Row Your Boat. Hey, I have an idea. How about I sing the A section and you all can sing the B section? Ready? Here we go. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream.
Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
Perfect.
But Miss Faith, I have a question. How can you tell which section is the A one and which section is the B one?
Well, just like A is the first letter of the alphabet, in music, the first section of a song is always the A section. You can tell when the B section is happening because it sounds completely different than the A section. Take, for example, this song called Cross Dance. The A section is slower and emphasized by the sound of a flute. As we listen to the A section, I want you to move your body slowly as if your legs are heavy and weighed down. Now here comes the B section, which is much livelier and emphasized by a stringed instrument. As we listen to this section, let's jump up and down like popcorn that is popping.
Okay, Miss Faith, I think we get the idea of binary form. Can we do a different one now?
Of course. Let's move on to ternary form, also known as A, B, A. Probably the best way to describe how this song form works is to think of A as being your home and B as being your school. You start your day at home, then you go to school, and then back home at the end of the day. A great song example of ternary form would be Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. How about this time you sing the A section and I'll sing the B? Here's your starting note. Ready and sing.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are.
Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are.
Excellent job! Now, let's pair that with some movement. For this song called The Wild Horseman, I want you to gallop around like you are riding a horse during the A section. For the B section, I want you to let your horse rest and feed it an apple or a carrot. Then you get to ride again when you hear the A section repeat. Could you hear the two separate sections? Let's try it one more time, and I will call out the sections as they come. A. B.
That was fun. I fed my horse some oats during the B section.
That's great. Horses do love oats. And speaking of B sections, it's time for the B section of our podcast with Miss Kiana.
Thanks for having me on the Music Box, Miss Faith. I'm Miss Kiana, and for today's B section, we're going to talk about a song pattern you probably hear every day without noticing. Pop music, the music we hear on the radio, follows a form that we call verse-chorus form.
Miss Kiana, how do you tell the difference between a verse and a chorus?
Awesome question. Just as Miss Faith told us how we can tell the difference between an A section and a B section, verses and choruses also have something that sets them apart from each other. A verse, for example, has the same melody but different lyrics. There can be 2 to 3 verses in a pop song. The chorus has the same melody and the same lyrics and is played the exact same way a couple of times throughout a tune. The chorus is usually the bit we remember the most and sometimes gives the song its name. One of my favorite pop songs is Michael Jackson's Remember the Time. The name of the song comes from the first line of the chorus when he sings, "Do you remember the time when we fell in love?" The form that popular songs follow comes from jazz and the blues. A lot of jazz tunes, like this one you've probably heard.
In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
Follows an A-A-B-A form that inspired verse-chorus form. Before I turn it back over to Miss Faith, what are some of your favorite songs right now?
One of my favorite songs is It's Raining Tacos.
The Burning Pile by Mother Mother.
Very cool choices. Next time you listen to those songs, try and see if you can pick out each verse and chorus. Now, let's learn about one more song form with Miss Faith.
Thanks, Miss Kiana. And now to round out our lesson on song form with our last pattern, which is called rondo. Rondo song form adds a third section to the song, which we call the C section. It is often used in popular music as the bridge in a song. In this next example, the march from the Nutcracker, the rondo pattern kind of resembles a sandwich. You've got your bread, which would be the A section. Let's listen to that section now as we pretend to slice bread. Try to slice your bread on the beat. Then you've got the B section, which would be your condiments and toppings like mayo, cheese, and lettuce. Let's spread the mayo on while we listen to the B section. And don't forget to spread on the beat. Mm-hmm. and finally, your C-section, the meat, which is smack dab in the middle. Let's pretend that this sandwich is actually a burger. We need to flip our burger as we listen to the C-section now. So if we were to listen to this whole song, you would make your entire sandwich, or burger in our case, first the bread, A section, then the toppings, B section, the meat as the C section, more toppings from the B section, then you finish it off with the A section piece of bread. Get it?
Got it. And that is one mighty tasting burger. Burgers are my favorite!
I agree. Burgers can be mighty tasty. Okay, before we go, let's do a quick review. What was the first song form called that uses the pattern A-B?
That was binary.
Correct. And what about the song form that uses A-B-A?
Ternary.
And finally, the last song form we learned about today that introduces the C-section?
Rondo.
You got it. And this is just the start. There are so many different song forms that composers use for writing songs. So, the next time you listen to your favorite song, see if you can pick up on its pattern. Does it have two sections or three? Do any of these sections repeat? What is the pattern of the song you are listening to? Thank you for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed our journey through music exploration as much as I did. Don't forget to check out all of the additional lessons and resources found by clicking on the details of this episode. The fun and learning can keep going even after this episode ends. As always, I'm Miss Faith, and you have unwrapped another wonderful gift from The Music Box.
The Music Box is a production of Louisville Public Media and PRX with support from PNC. This episode was written by Faith Murphy. Technical direction, editing, and sound design by Tara Anderson. Additional writing from Kiana Dell.
Our executive producer is Daniel Gillum. Special thanks to Kirsten Falls Graff.
Additional voices included Kiana Dell, Maya Wright, Adrian Wright, Justice Murphy, Zipporah Murphy, and Riken Murphy. That's me!
You can get additional teaching materials and all our episodes at musicboxpod.org. You can also find out about how to support the show.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.
Oh, yeah!